Hey.
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Efraín Escudero?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And now, let me ask you this. In which state are you registered to vote?
Registered to vote, Illinois.
Illinois? Okay.
Illinois.
Perfect. Thank you so much. In what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And may I know what year were you born?
Who, me?
I'm sorry?
Well, you was a boy?
Yeah, correct.
90.
1990?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
50-50.
Thank you. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Oh, what's the most important stuff?
The most important issue facing the country right now.
Immigration? Deportation?
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, give me a sec. Immigration. Okay. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or, like many people, do you skip that one?
No, I skip that one.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
No, I'm undecisive on that. Right.
Undecided? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, will you lean toward voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably Trump.
Okay, thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. The first one is Joe Biden.
No, 0.
0? Okay.
Yeah.
How about Donald Trump?
50.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
Okay. You trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. The first one, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, next one says, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly disagree, some would disagree, some would agree, or strongly agree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, next one says, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Next one says, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each. Tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. First one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who passed a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Next one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Next one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Disagree.
Somewhat.
You.
Next one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Disagree. Somewhat.
Thank you so much. We are halfway. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. First one says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. That makes you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Most likely.
Much more likely or somewhat
yes.
More likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you very much. Next one says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Does that make you feel somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you so much. Next one says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does that make you feel much less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you very much. Next one says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Does that make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. Next one says, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less likely?
Much more less likely.
Thank you very much. Now, next one, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does that make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, or somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you so much. And we're almost done. Just one more, and we're done with this block. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Does that make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. First one, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to report millions of migrants. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Next one, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. The next one says, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Does that make you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Next one says, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that make you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. And next one says, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Does that make you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. First one says, Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden, on the other hand, says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Donald Trump?
And that comes much closer or somewhat closer to your view?
Somewhat closer.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you so much. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I'm going to read you a list. Let me know which one you use. First one, Univision or Telemundo, TikTok, YouTube, Fox News, Spanish language radio programs, ONA or Newsmax, Instagram, Facebook, MSNBC or CNN, WhatsApp. Which
Fox
one
News.
Do you normally use? Sorry?
Fox News.
Fox News. Okay. Thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexican.
Thank you so much. And were you born on the United States mainland or in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No, mainland.
Thank you so much. And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
In another country.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home?
Spanish.
Always Spanish or more Spanish than English? Spanish. I beg your pardon?
50-50.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
No, Republican.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are very conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school? Okay. Thank you so much. Now, let me see here. What is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Eva.
Thank you, and thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. No. ¿Y qué pasa? Híjole. Uh-huh.